Plain Tales from the Hills by Rudyard Kipling. The Other Man. Far back in the 1870s, before they had built any public offices at Simla, and the broad road round Jacko Hill lived in a pigeonhole in the Public Works Department hovels, her parents made Miss Gorry marry Colonel Schreiderling. He could not have been much more than 35 years her senior, and as he lived on 200 rupees a month and had money of his own, he was well off. He belonged to good people, and suffered in the cold weather from lung complaints. In the hot weather, he dangled on the brink of heat apoplexy, but it never quite killed him. Understand, I do not blame Schreiderling. He was a good husband, according to his lights, and his temper only failed him when he was being nursed, which was some 17 days in each month. He was almost generous to his wife about money matters, and that, for him, was a concession. Still, Mrs. Schreiderling was not happy. They married her when she was this side of 20, and had given all her poor little heart to another man. I have forgotten his name, but we will call him the Other Man. He had no money and no prospects. He was not even good-looking, and I think he was in the commissariat, or transport. But in spite of all these things, she loved him very badly. And there was some sort of an engagement between the two when Schreiderling appeared and told Mrs. Gorry that he wished to marry her daughter. Then the other engagement was broken off, washed away by Mrs. Gorry's tears, for that lady governed her house by weeping over disobedience to her authority and the lack of reverence she received.